about the abrupt closing should be released later this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presidents, politicians, and foreign dignitaries gathered at the National Cathedral to say goodbye.
The emotional crescendo.
George W. Bush gave a glowing eulogy for his father.
A serious accident involving military planes. A Marine F/A-18 and a KC-130 crashed in the waters off the Japanese coast.
According to the Times, the 59-page draft report says Moonves deliberately lied about and minimized the extent of his sexual misconduct.
USA Gymnastics is now filing for bankruptcy after facing 100 lawsuits from the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal.
There's more wintry weather ahead. A cross-country storm is expected to dump snow and ice from the mountains in the west all the way to the mid-Atlantic by the end of this weekend.
An industrial accident in the frantic run-up to Christmas at this Amazon fulfillment center in New Jersey. An automated machine accidentally punctured a can of bear repellent.
Scientists say Hawaii's Kilauea volcano eruption is essentially over.
Geologists warn the eruptions could resume at any time.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Let them know how much you appreciate them and the work that they do and the service that they give. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for drawing for the Fresh Market $50. Who's the winner of the $50 gift card?
OB.
OB, an obstetrician. Mm-hmm. We'll probably get one calling us here. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, and that drawing will be tomorrow towards the end of the show. I try to do it, giving you plenty of time to respond, so you can go down there during the weekend, and we're not trying to track you down during the week. And just to let you know, there are not a lot of people in there, so you might as well get your name in and get an opportunity to win the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Okay, let's go back to this former DOJ official talking about the Mueller situation, and he's going to be talking about what Gingrich said, Mueller, and then the Mueller time frame.
Back to Gingrich from last night. Listen to this one, Tom.
You basically threaten somebody and say, I'm going to bankrupt you. I'm going to put your son in jail. I'm going to charge you with so many different crimes, you'll never get out from under it. Now would you like to talk? And when you have the full power of the federal government against you, it's pretty tough not to try to find a way to get them off your back.
He's not entirely wrong, is he? I mean, if the government wants to pursue something, it can.
Yeah, I mean, look, number one, Mueller has a pretty broad mandate because he's allowed to investigate not just the underlying Russia collusion, if that happened, but any crimes that he uncovers in the course of his investigation. The other thing, the point the speaker makes, that, look, there is unquestionably a lot of coercive force when you are the subject of one of these investigations, and they say you either cooperate with us or you are going to face some very heavy sanctions. I think that's an inevitable facet of our criminal justice system, and it does put a huge amount of pressure on people to cooperate. Look at Michael Cohen. He's Exhibit A.
A coercive force. Well stated. What is expected tomorrow then, Tom? How do you see the events going? Is it Manafort? Is it Cohen? What is it?
Yeah, I suspect we are going to learn a little bit more about what is going on behind the scenes. Hearing tomorrow, Mueller's going to be filing additional documents, presumably. But look, I think at this point, we are still some distance away from the end of this investigation.
You do.
So while I think the coming days will bring us more information about the shape of cooperation, about the evidence Mueller has, about whether there are additional people who are going to be charged, I think we're still some months away from this all getting wrapped up.
Why do you say that? There are many in Washington who believe that Mueller's going to complete his report and hand it over to Congress before the Christmas break. Do you not believe that?
I don't see Mueller wrapping this whole thing up before Christmas break. It's possible that he breaks off a piece of this investigation and submits that to Congress and says, this portion of my investigation is wrapped up. But the notion that Bob Mueller is going to disappear into thin air by Christmas, I don't think is realistic.
I agree with that. Let me go to Papa B. Then I'll tell you, I had a discussion with the former prosecutor last night that was very interesting. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
Man, I'm doing just super fantabulous.
I like that.
I think you are right on about, you know, this whole investigation by Mueller. I believe, like you said, that they thought all they had to do was just get an investigation started. Somehow, anyhow, and they'd find something. You know, they were bound and determined to find something, anything, to tag Trump with. And so that basically is the point. Let's, you know, go out and find what we can find.
Or the other way to do it is that they started with the FISA trying to do the tie-in of Russia because of things that they thought that they could create, and then that led into the investigation, and the investigation is supposed to be about Russia collusion. Here's what the former prosecutor told me last night when we were talking about this and what he thought about what Mueller's actions were. He said, you know, we would do similar things, but what we would do is we would find out about somebody that had actually committed a crime. It was an actual crime. And what we would do is put pressure on him that we're going to do that and then these other things, and you're going to be in jail for 50 years. But they actually committed a crime. What he was saying is Mueller is reaching way deep to try to get these crimes being done, the lying to the FBI. Well, the question is, was there entrapment? Who thought that he didn't lie? The Logan Act, it's barely ever used in 100 years. And so it's just kind of a made-up thing. And he said, that's the difference. He said, as a former prosecutor, when I look at this, I believe Mueller is getting things just kind of made up. That's why the Manafort and the Corsi and the Papadopoulos agreements were falling apart.
Right. I 100% agree. And I also agree that Mueller, he ain't going nowhere unless he's forced to somehow. That they're going to drag this knife down as slowly as they possibly can.
Well, if everybody's in on it, if this was done from the beginning, Comey wrote the memo, and as he said, to get a special counsel, Rosenstein had locked and loaded Mueller, which I think was a terrible choice, which tells me that Rosenstein is complicit in this whole thing, then they're going to try to wait this damn thing out.
Of course. Yeah, I think that's the fallacy of a lot of folks that think that, you know, this is going to be wrapping up. No. They're just getting started. It's going to be up to the new Attorney General to bring it in for a landing as quickly as possible. They're going to have to be committed to that 100%, really. And it's going to be up to senators like Lindsey Graham to, you know, put pressure on, keep pressure on, keep to make sure that happens. Because they're not, guys, I mean, they're nowhere near complete. They're going to investigate Trump as long as he's in office, if they possibly can. They're not going to let that pressure off at all. But there's one other thing, Dan. You know, I want to just mention to you off this subject.
Sure.
And that is Mia Love.
Yeah?
Now,
what made you think of her?
I don't know. I'm just something that's been bugging me. But she lost her election. And then she got up there and trashed the Republican Party about whatever, you know, Republicans have work to do and yada, yada, yada. But I don't know what she's talking about, because I don't know what else anybody could have done for her. The Republican Party slobbered all over themselves trying to ingratiate themselves to the woman. I mean, they did backflips trying to... I mean, I'm sure some of it was sincere, you know, and that's what is missing on Mia Love. But what else could anybody have done to accept and show love to Mia Love, Dan?
Well, Mia Love felt that she wasn't getting enough surrogates coming in, helping her, and people writing letters for her and doing mailing pieces and things like that, and ads. But I'm not, you know, Trump said she never asked. And that's what Trump said. But do you remember when Mia Love came on the scene and everybody kind of fell all over her and said, oh, this is neat, a black female conservative, talking about conservative principles. Here's something I kind of noticed when she became a member of Congress. She was able to articulate simple things in these kind of soundbite moments on Fox. But if you go through and you look at her videos of her talking on the floor and her talking to groups about issues, she really was struggling. She was really struggling because she was trying to make it into a bumper sticker type presentation. Then somebody would ask her a hard question, and she couldn't come up with the right answer.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And I do also agree with all the heart palpitations and the fainting and fawning over Mia Love. Well, you know, I liked Mia Love. I thought she was great. I thought that was good. But my only concern here now is she lost, and so she wants to go out and blame Republicans for not accepting her. I mean, elite.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
Well, what she's doing is, here's another thing that happened, is she, once she became a Republican member of Congress and she wasn't going on Fox and things like that, she lost her national audience. And Mia Love, for someone from Utah trying to talk to people from Utah, I think she had a real hard time with it. Here's something I think is going to happen. I think that seat's going to be won back in 2020.
Yeah, I believe so too. I think. What do you say? I mean, you know, we're only 2 years away. I mean, dadgum, it seems like we're always in an election, perpetual election here in America.
Let me tell you, you're closer than that to an election. That's the actual election. You're going to start this process basically 13 months from now.
Oh yeah. If it's not already begun.
But I mean, that's when the primary is actually, people are going to be voting 13 months from now.
So what's your outlook for this next election in the House? I don't believe the Senate would be in jeopardy. But in the House, what do you think is your outlook?
Well, let me go back to the Senate. The Senate is kind of the reverse of what happened to the Democrats last election. We have more up than they do. They've got some vulnerable ones, Doug Jones being one of them, and they have some other that could be popped off. But we've got to be very, very careful that we've got the right people running, particularly if you're filling a vacancy or somebody's stepping down. That's where I think we may have some problems. But with that said, and because it's in some blue states, on the House, I think if they recruit good candidates and they will go out and raise some money, then I think that the Republicans have a good chance of taking the House back. Not by a lot of votes, but I think they have the great possibility of taking it back. Because a lot of these elections that they won were old. You know, Dana, my good friend Dana Rohrabacher, who's been there since 1982, and, you know, he's just been there too long. He's getting too old, and he wasn't saying the right
long
things.
Long in the tooth.
Yeah, long in the tooth is right.
Yeah. So, younger, but, you know, more attractive and more articulate group of folks might help. Okay.
There's no way you're not going to get a younger crop of, when you're looking at Dana Rohrabacher, who I think Dana was 66 or something like that, and you're going to get somebody that's way younger than that that's going to be running for that seat. For all those seats that got lost in Orange County.
You know, that was really something out there. They, you know, did that ballot harvesting mess out there, you know, where instead of you actually being a member of the family that could bring a ballot to the vote, you just got random groups that could go out and just get a ballot from anywhere and bring it out to, you know, submit for the vote. You know, California, I declare, I don't know what to do about that state. They have just they're lost in the Republican side of the aisle there. I don't know what else could be done about it.
Well, I tell you what, Papa B, the folks that handle that part of the country in the RNC, is, I understand from them, they feel that California is the most politically corrupt state in the United States, only behind Illinois. And that's saying a lot.
Maybe if some of that corruption could be highlighted by some decent attorney general.
Well,
you know,
the problem is they have their own attorney. See, that's the thing, is all the leadership in California are all Democrats. They're all liberal Democrats. They all want to they would like to eliminate the Republicans, and they're trying to do the damn best to do that. That's their mission.
Of course. Well, and you know what? The Republicans need to have some of that same kind of countenance, too. So, yeah, moxie, that's a better word. But anyway, I don't know why I got off on
Mia Love,
but it was just a bee that kept buzzing around in my bonnet, Dan, and I had to shoo it out of there.
I like that. I hope that was cathartic for you.
And I want a sweet creek, please.
Papa Colin. Bee, give me month and day of birth.
5/28.
Still that, huh?
Yeah, it is. Every time I call, so.
Papa B, you have a great day. Good talking to you, my friend.
All right, we'll see. Bye.
Derek B, hang on for me. I'm going to a break. Coming back to views to give you plenty of runway to land this boy on.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yikes! News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIFE. Derek B., let's go to you, my friend.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, just loving life. Starting to feel the Christmas spirit coming about.
You need to tell Joey good bumper music today.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You just told him.
Let me ask you a question,
sure,
man. There are a lot of theorists out there that say this Mueller investigation is just a shell. And it was set up as a trap so that, yeah, they go in investigating Trump, but what they come out with is an indictment on Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. I just wanted to, you know, I have read a lot about this. I've heard a lot about this. I just wanted to see what your thoughts on that.
I haven't seen any evidence of that.
Yeah, well, that's why they're the Justice Department. They hide it.
Well, but if, you know, if that's the case, where are the people that they're interviewing that are Hillary Clinton people? Now, they are doing Podesta now, but that's the Podesta, John Podesta's brother. And they're investigating him for the same things that Paul Manafort did and Michael Flynn.
Well, I just wanted to ask you that because, I mean, I've heard rumors of that. And I know I trust you. I listen to your show every day, and I want to just get your take on it. I would love to see it come to a head like that, where all of a sudden a Trump investigation turns into an indictment on Hillary Clinton, because we know she's committed crimes. We can't prove it yet, but we know. You know, who is we? I fully believe it. I'm a conspiracy theorist. So.
Well, again, look at all the people that, you know, look at the Papadopoulos, look at Flynn, look at Cohen. I mean, these aren't people that have any association with Hillary Clinton at all. Those are the
but
folks
they
that
provide information, though.
About Hillary Clinton?
I mean, come on. Joey read a redacted statement yesterday that had, I mean, so much redacted information on it that you don't know what they're investigating. Well, just redaction after redaction after redaction.
But we do have evidence that people that are in Trump's orbit are getting indicted and cooperating with the special counsel.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, if you had somebody that had a Clinton brand on them that had, was cooperating, I'd go, oh, yeah, okay, I'm in. But I don't see that.
Yeah, I know. It's being held from it, man. I really believe that. Again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Put me in there with Terry Adams. I just think that the world tells us what they want us to know when they want us to know it. So,
well, anyway, go ahead. Give me your month and day of birth.
9/21.
You got him? Remember, Derek, we'll know in the fullness of time.
Absolutely, brother. Take care.
You too. News Talk 93.1. We did the second part of that.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so let me see. Ooh. I'll send this to you just in case. Let me see. No, 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 no. Oh, yeah. Kid monitoring. Okay, so let's see what the audience thinks about this. There's a company down in Florida, I think it's Tampa, and you know you have the at-home lockup bracelets that you put on, ankle bracelets?
Yeah.
Well, this company is doing it so you can buy one for your kid and monitor them. But see, that's kind of when I first read the headline, that's kind of what I thought. But why would you want to monitor your kid in that kind of level? Let's listen into this.
Parents now have a new way to track their teenagers, but it's the same way some police officers keep track of those on house arrest. A South Florida company is debuting GPS ankle monitors, giving parents the ability to track their kids 24 hours a day. But is this going a little too far? Here with the discussion, we've got the owner of Tampa Bay Monitoring, Frank Kupczynski, and family therapist Tom Kersting. Frank, let's start with you. Hold up the gizmo and tell us who this is intended for.
Well, actually, we were contacted by parents, and what they asked us for was there a way of monitoring their children? We're talking about runaways. We're talking about children sneaking out in the middle of the night who might have who they suspect has a drug problem, is looking to score drugs. So in order to be able to tell where they are, to be able to intervene, this was the device that we came up with that was the answer. And for several reasons. Number one, it is a heavy device, mm-hmm. but it has a strap that's almost impossible to cut off, which juvenile authorities will tell you the biggest problem that you have with monitoring children is they cut the strap if it's a simple strap.
Okay, so this is for people who are having problems with the kids, drugs, mm-hmm. sneaking out. Things like that. Let me go to a break so I can take a sip of water and be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has 4 wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck. The Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice in sight, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. More than 1,000 people attended today's final funeral service for the nation's 41st president in Houston. Former President George H.W. Bush's grandson, George Prescott Bush, spoke at the ceremony.
George Herbert Walker Bush was the most gracious, most decent, most humble man that I will ever know.
His casket is now on its way to his presidential library in College Station, Texas, where he'll be laid to rest. The search continues for five Marines missing off the coast of Japan after a mid-air collision between a fighter jet and a refueling aircraft. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon.
Two Marine aviators were aboard the F-18 Hornet. Five are aboard the KC-130 Hercules.
One Marine died. One other was rescued. Members of the House and Senate today approving a two-week federal spending bill, which will avert another government shutdown. Today's measure extends funding through the 21st of this month. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes right around the corner, but for today, cool sunshine should be pretty nice. High temperature in the middle 50s, still cool. Tonight, partly cloudy and not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 35. Tomorrow, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy. A little bit warmer with a high in the upper 50s, then rain overspreading the area late tomorrow night. I'm talking about after midnight, and then a cold drenching rain Saturday night. High temperature barely up to about 50. Sunday's high temperature 50 to 52 at best with lingering showers in the area. Then a cold, raw day Monday, maybe a leftover shower, high temperature only in the low 40s. But the winds will make it seem colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I gotta go back to that kid monitoring stuff here. So this is kind of an interesting idea that, and this is consumer driven. People,
yeah.
Consumers were asking them for it. So it's not like somebody was forcing it on anybody. I'm a free enterprise kind of guy. I want to see people, get in and be ingenious and people, reward them for it. So let's continue on because this is a new level for extreme cases and problems with kids.
And I understand as well, the parent can turn on. There's a microphone there. You can actually hear what is being said in the room. So, Tom, what do you think about this? I mean, clearly, Frank makes it very abundantly clear this is for parents who are at wit's end because their kids are running away, using drugs. They are at the bad end of the spectrum.
Well, yeah, I think at first blush, when people hear about this, parents, they think it's extreme. You know, we're tracking our kids now with ankle bracelets. It sounds very criminal. And there are apps, I mean, like Zift. I don't know if you've heard of that. Zift is an app that you can put on your phone. It does a lot of different things, one of which is GPS tracking if you are apt to do that with your children. So I think before anybody goes after Frank saying how terrible he is for inventing something like this, the fact, what you're saying, Frank, is for kids with criminal behavior, drugs, running away and so forth. Those are the extreme examples. So, you know, I think we have to see, read into it a little more before we make any decisions on it.
Here's something that parents are doing, is they're giving their kid a new phone, and they're putting in GPS and different ways to monitor the phone, including what is being texted, what's being emailed, and what photos are being taken. And you can buy this spy software that you can drop into the phone and cover it up where only you know where it is.
Interesting.
And that you can then remotely access it if you want to. So, in other words, it's sending all the information off the phone to a computer. It's called spyware. So, they kind of started out for kind of spouse cheater type stuff.
Right.
And now it's moved into a big part of the market. And the reason I know this is Investor's Business Daily had a nice little article on this. And that had the top five companies that are doing this. And that with, you know, parents with a new cell phone comes this deal.
Yeah, I just
I'm not sure as an 18-year-old how I'd feel about that.
Yeah, and...
Now, as a 14-year-old...
Right. Younger, maybe, yeah, 14, 15. But it just... And it's designed for troubled kids or kids that are...
Well, now, the monitoring is, what I'm talking about...
The spyware.
Spyware is parents from all walks of life, income, are doing that.
I just don't know how healthy that is for a relationship between parent and kid. And I know you're not supposed to be the kid's friend, necessarily. You're supposed to be the kid's parent, but it might be going a little too far. It depends on how the parent uses it, I suppose. It just sometimes I think if you go too far, you don't let your kid make their mistakes. I don't know. It's always a delicate balance. You don't want to make too big of a mistake. It just I see why parents would want it, whether it's the monitoring or the spyware. Just I think sometimes it could maybe go too far.
Let's wrap up the kid monitoring. There's a big demand for it out there. Listen in.
If you're just the average parent looking in right now and you wonder every once in a while, I wonder if my kid's at the mall, I wonder if they're at school or something like that, this is not for them, right?
No. This, I compare this to a smoke detector in your house. The smoke detector is not going to put out the fire. It's going to allow you to save you and your family's lives by evacuating the house. I encourage all my parents that if your child has a drug problem, if your child has mental issues, you know, get help. I don't want to ever foresee keeping something like this on longer than 6 months. This should be a stopgap to keep them from possibly ending up a statistic, dying of a drug overdose or being trafficked.
All right.
Which are horrible situations.
Now, one other quick thing, Steve. I think it's harder if we have an app like the one I mentioned on the phone. You're going to have a harder time getting the phone away from your child than you are getting that GPS thing off of them.
Frank, I understand you have been hearing from parents from all across the country who are interested in this service, which does cost between $8 and $10 a day, but you can only serve the people down in the Tampa Bay area, right?
That's correct. For obvious reasons, if the child, for example, is playing football or soccer, they sustain an injury, they need a CAT scan, I don't have a jet to fly to Montana or right. to Illinois to take a bracelet off, have them take the test, and then put the bracelet on another ankle. So for safety's sake and being able to maintain the device correctly, we don't do that.
This device, when you look at it, is like, I can't say how you can play football or soccer wearing it.
No. And if I imagine you would expect your kid to be there. And, like, if they're not there, you can just talk to a coach. Did they show up?
Yeah, really.
The way the gentleman, the innovator of this, is presenting it, I think is responsible. I think the way it's very out in the open. It's more the app that got me going, where it's like, you know, the kid knows whether or not they're wearing an ankle monitor.
Yeah, they know that. Yeah, this is total. I mean, it's amazing what these things can do. In other words, if you take a picture, then it's going to send that picture to the host computer.
Yeah, it's just
if all your texts are done, all your emails,
spying on a kid's just. I mean, and maybe you do that, and you don't bring it up with them, but spying on a kid just might not end well. I'll put it that way. create some even more...
Can it be a little resentful?
Yeah, and it could create even worse trust issues. Where if you don't trust them already, and now I'm going to spy on you without telling you in a very detailed way. It's not just like I checked up on you. Ooh, that could be bad.
That could be kind of bad. I thought it was a fascinating thing. When I looked at some of these softwares, I mean, it's amazing what they can do. I mean, they really do the things I just mentioned to you. Let's do this. Michigan has got something going on with it. We always love to do these pot stories.
Yes.
Michigan is now the first Midwestern state to legally allow recreational marijuana. A new law took effect overnight. Michigan is the 10th state to legalize recreational pot, which is also legal in Washington, D.C. Nikki Batiste is at a medical marijuana facility in Detroit with what some say could make Michigan's law especially dangerous.
It could take a year before Michigan starts licensing marijuana shops like this one to sell to recreational users. Critics worry the wait could lead to high demand on the black market where there's no oversight. Starting today, you can legally carry 2.5 ounces of pot. That's roughly what's in this jar, and some say it's too much.
This is a little different smell.
Stuart Carter showed us the products at his medical marijuana shop in Detroit.
Do you think people are going to show up at your door?
We've had people show up. Unfortunately, we've had to turn them down.
Carter says he is eager to sell recreational marijuana at the store, but the state is requiring shops to go through a lengthy application process.
You don't think you'll be able to sell recreationally until 2020?
They're not going to take applications for about a year, and then there's going to be the vetting process.
Though people will have to wait to buy recreational pot in stores, the new law allows people 21 or older to keep 10 ounces in their home and grow 12 marijuana plants for personal use. A single plant can produce a bag of pot roughly this size.
It's going to be the marijuana capital of America.
Scott Greenlee is president of Healthy and Productive Michigan. He opposes Michigan's high possession limit, allowing people to carry up to 2.5 ounces.
This one's going to be interesting. Carrying 2.5 ounces, that is a lot. Having 10 ounces and grow your own?
Yeah, they legalized it, right?
Right, but they're going through the process. They legalized, they voted on it, and they legalized it, and now they're going through the registration process, particularly for these stores. I think that's going to be interesting, particularly look at Detroit, because Detroit, downtown Detroit, is like decimated. So let's keep going here with the Michigan story.
You can carry this in Michigan.
It's the largest recreational carry limit in the country.
It's too much. That's going to lead to a lot of crime as well. People are going to realize that, you know, all of this product is sitting around. Our law enforcement community is very concerned about is all that marijuana in those large quantities.
The new law may be good news for low-level pot offenders. More than 20,000 people were arrested last year in Michigan for marijuana possession or use that is now legal.
Marijuana is now legal.
California legalized recreational pot use in 2016. Since then, San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon has cleared over 1,000 misdemeanor marijuana cases.
Quite frankly, it can impact their ability to get employment.
Minor charges, Gascon believes, can have a major impact.
In some places, it will impact your ability to get public housing or get subsidized housing. It may impact their ability to go into military services.
But Greenlee says most low-level offenders don't face severe consequences.
Typically, what's being dismissed is a ticket, a fine. It's very similar to if we're going 15 miles an hour on the speed limit. You know, we'll get a ticket, we'll pay our ticket, and we'll move on.
One county prosecutor in Michigan told CBS News he's already dismissed 50 pending cases for misdemeanor marijuana offenders that are no longer illegal as of today. Under the new law, it is still illegal to use pot in public, on college campuses, and while driving.
But that's going to be the most broken law.
While driving, yeah.
Well, but in public.
Oh, well, that too.
That will be...
Well, especially if people say they're not striking up a joint or a blunt. They're using, say, some sort of vaporizer. What are you going to do about it?
It's going to be interesting to watch these guys. I like states being the petri dish of democracy, but I just want an honest appraisal of how this is kind of working out. We don't hear much out of the Colorado stuff. I'm not sure of the reason for that, but maybe there's nothing to say. Maybe protected interest. Folks, it's getting that time of the year, and I want to tell you about Mr. Electric. First of all, you want them as your home and your residential electrician. They're locally owned. Parts and workmanship are guaranteed, upfront pricing, so you'll always know exactly what you're going to be paying for. Dedicated to providing exceptional customer service, I've experienced that on a first-hand basis, as many have in this audience. Service professionals are bonded and insured. And here's the biggie. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's why you need to copy down the number I'm going to give you at the end of this. So it's Christmas time, and you don't want to put a strain on your home electricity. You may need a new panel. You may need some work done. You need to call Mr. Electric. They want you to be safe, so please do not overload outlets and use only Underwriter Laboratory-approved lights and decorations. They want you to be safe. If you've got frayed or cracked wires, you need to replace them. Unplug all electrical devices when leaving your home and going to sleep. We had a fire last year where they woke up and the Christmas tree was on fire here in Montgomery. Okay, get ready to copy. This is showtime now. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric. We're going to be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Thought you guys would enjoy that story. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's save the third and fourth one in there for tomorrow, and let's go to, and we'll also save the China piece, probably the Degenerate piece. Let's go to Congressman Biggs talking about the Comey hearing tomorrow. Mr. Big.
I'm concerned, and it's my hope that by doing this, we will prevent it from happening again in 2020 or hopefully ever again.
All right, well, that was House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte on what he hopes to learn from James Comey. The former FBI director is expected to testify before Goodlatte's panel tomorrow in a closed-door session. Congressman Andy Biggs sits on that committee. What do you want to know from the former FBI director?
Well, Mr. Comey knows a whole lot, and things like why he kind of usurped Attorney General Loretta Lynch's authority when he wrote his exoneration letter, why he pre-wrote it before the investigation was complete. I mean, we're still dealing with that stuff that we haven't resolved. We need to know about the leaks that he issued and how he manipulated appointment of a special counsel, inconsistent statements with his public statements and testimony that he gave to the Senate. I mean, there's a whole lot with Mr. Comey, and then we need to move into personnel that he worked with and what he knew about them, their biases, and why he left them in place and why he chose Mueller to kind of get to the special counsel, his relationship with Rod Rosenstein. There is a whole host of things that Mr. Comey knows and he's made statements on. Some of them haven't been consistent, so we need to get to the bottom of that as well.
So that's Congressman Big. He's going to be in this hearing and be doing some of the questioning, though I have picked up from some of these stories that we play is that Ratliff and Gowdy are going to be, and Jim Jordan will be doing most of the questioning here. Other people can ask questions, but what they want to do is turn it over to them and have them ask the questions in the way they need to be asked. I do understand this, that what they're trying to do is have it where if a member of Congress has a question, that they write it out or they get it to one of the inquisitors and they'll put it in the question part. But Gowdy likes to stay on target, and he is really good at this. He's a former prosecutor. He is really good at this, and I think we're going to yield some really good stuff out of it. So now he's going to be talking about the Comey memo and HRC, how Comey handled Hillary Clinton.
Obviously, he tried hard not to have this happen. It is now happening. This will happen tomorrow morning. How long do you think this will go on?
Well, the way this pattern goes is an hour for Republicans, an hour for Democrats, and it'll go, my guess is going to go most of the day, maybe even into the evening a little bit. And so it's going to be a long deal.
And we will see the transcript in its entirety on Saturday, all the words that Comey uses to answer those questions?
My understanding is they're going to do an expedited transcription, and that's going to be released within 24 hours of the hearing, so that would be on Saturday sometime.
I know that is his expectation. Comey's, he tweeted this out, grateful for a fair hearing from judge, hard to protect my rights without being in contempt, which I don't believe in, so we'll sit in the dark, but Republicans agree I'm free to talk when done, and transcript released in 24 hours. This is the closest I can get to public testimony. What ultimately will we learn from this tomorrow?
We're going to learn, I think, Mr. Comey's role in leaking information, and I think he's going to have some, there's some hypocrisy there because he's accused people of leaking. I think we're going to learn a little bit about how he manipulated the system to get a special counsel using those leaks. We're going to learn a little bit more about the personnel that were involved here, and we're going to learn a whole lot, I think, about how he put his thumb, it looked like, on the Hillary Rodham Clinton investigation.
Excuse me. So he's going to be asked about what did you do in the investigation on Hillary Clinton. And here's some key ones. Why did you write a report before you even interviewed Hillary Clinton and the top five people within the Hillary Clinton operation? That's a big one. That is a big one. And I wonder, and again, I think Comey could end up pleading the fifth there on some things. I think, and that would be a blockbuster story right there. Blockbuster, particularly after how mouthy he was. So let's continue on with Congressman Biggs on the spending bill here.
All right, a couple more things I want to get to. The budget battle certainly heating up to fund the border wall or to not. How much Democrats are willing to put towards border security? They're at $1.6 billion. I don't even think that includes funding the wall. Where do you think that the two parties will come together ultimately in this battle?
Well, it's going to be hard to resolve that battle with this continuing resolution, the spending bill that's coming up for tomorrow's vote or today's vote, and then on to tomorrow for 2 weeks. But I think the goal is to get $25 billion because that's the full funding of the wall, and we won't see anything like that once January hits. I think the Democrats have indicated they're willing to go with the current levels of funding, which is below $2 billion. We'll see how it shakes out. But some people are talking about $5 billion, which is not going to cut it, in my opinion.
And meanwhile, it has been 1 year now since the president recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. 1 year later, what has the impact of that been?
Well, I've talked to folks in Israel to find out, and it's the move is there. The embassy is open and operational. It has been a tremendous, significant indication that this administration is committed to the alliance with Israel, and I think it has an kind of a sanguine effect. It has the ability to kind of, I think, promote peace. We're hoping that maybe it'll bring Palestinians back to the negotiating table so we can work on a long-lasting peace negotiation there. But that I think it's been tremendously positive.
On the spending bill, here's something that's important to realize here, is that actually of the 13 bills, 12 of them have been passed and already approved. So I think a shutting down government is coming here, because you're only going to shut down a piece of government. Everybody's talking about the big government shutdown, but you can actually do it just by a piece, by Senate going ahead and doing all the other bills and getting them out. But the House has already approved and signed over to the Senate. So a shutdown may be coming. The border money that Schumer is talking about is only $1.6 billion. He cannot use any of that. Zero for walls. Even the $5 billion bill has some limitations on it also. I think Trump, with the caravan stuff, I think he may do this, particularly if the caravan pops back up on the news, because you can't talk about border and not talk about the caravan, and then the media looks like they're playing favorites. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.